We teach our children to look out for others. We pass them change from the tzedakah box, and we donate their clothes to the homeless down the block. We teach our children to care for the others. But how will we teach them to care for our brothers? Amidst the vibrant and thriving Jewish communities of New York lies over 500,000 Jews in or near poverty. From job training and legal counseling to food pantries and financial assistance, UJA Federation of New York is expanding its traditional service delivery model to engage the larger community in a conversation and a call to action to address the needs of poor Jews in New York. Next Sunday, close to 200 Jewish teens will forego soccer practice and piano lessons to participate in UJA Federation of New York's Poverty Slam. Funded by the Hyman Brown Charitable Trust, the Poverty Slam will educate and inspire Jewish teens to learn, create, and take action. With a region-wide network that includes hundreds of Jewish institutions, UJA Federation has invited Jewish teens from area synagogues, schools, JCCs, and youth movements to take part in the Poverty Slam. We will hear from UJA Federation agencies, along with staff from Repair the World, DoSomething.org, and experts who fight poverty every day to arm our teens with the tools to take action. Intended as an educational device to inspire, the Poverty Slam will challenge teens to create innovative ideas to respond to the state of Jewish poverty in New York in the form of a grants competition a few weeks after the Poverty Slam. With grant awards ranging from $300 to $5,000, all substantial submissions will receive funding to transform ideas into actions. UJA Federation's Poverty Slam is a launch pad for Jewish teens to internalize a personal sense of collective responsibility. And indeed, it is already making ripples in the community, as some schools have dedicated entire assemblies and workshops to educate their students about Jewish poverty in New York. It is time that we teach our children to care for those suffering in our community. It is time for us to lift the curtain and address the needs of those hiding their struggles in our midst. And now, I'd like to introduce you to Gina Davidovich, a slam poet and staff member at UJA Federation, who is sharing our message through her own poetry slam.
We travel near and far to aid those ailing from illness and mistreated by injustice, turning over stones like detectives until all men, women, and children can safely call their houses homes. And yet, we have a blind spot when it comes to our own. Living but a subway stop away, you may never know their names, but they are Jews. Living under stones, not a single family, but one in three, over 500,000 of our own. There are more Jews in New York City living in or near poverty than there are Jews in the entire DC and Chicago communities. So what are you going to do? Remember, our people are bound up with one another, responsible for each of our sisters and brothers, and you can change their destiny. You have the power to alleviate poverty. So take your heart and brain and soul and use the tools of your empathy and ability to provide the embrace of love for each person in your community. Just one idea, with thousands of hands and minds doing good together, and we will slam poverty.